Blog Talk Radio.
Locked up, gone away. We're going to have a sister calling in later on tonight.
We want to let her know that we love her. She's going to be calling in from a certain area in the USA, a young 19-year-old sister who, through sexual intercourse, contracted the HIV virus. We want to know her, let her know we still love her. She's going to be calling in later on. So we got so much stuff that affect our black sisters, and we just want to be there for them and just have a good time. You know, this is a good time tonight. We want to have a good time and just honor our queens tonight. So Brother Drew downloaded some good music I know our sisters like listening to. So I'm going to play that and wait on phone calls, and I'm going to go to the next song, and I'll be right back with you. All right, we see everybody getting online. We're going to play a song. We'll be right back with you on and our black queens tonight. If you have a comment, just press 1 on your phone. Well, I don't hear the song playing. All right, we'll keep on talking. I don't hear the song playing, so we'll keep on rolling. All right, like I said, to all our brothers, please call in and let our sisters know how you feel about it. You know, our sisters say we go through a lot of struggles. All right, the song is on. I pause right there.
As you come walking my way, you gon' hear me say, we get together. Baby, loving you feels better than anything.
If we knew that, if we really knew it and we felt it, cause I feel it every day. Every every time I look at anything now, it's different. I know it's white supremacy. I see a brother with rims or for the big old chain on, or I see a lady coming out the house. She's looking sharp, but her foundation of her house is leaning. Whenever I look at that type of stuff, I know that we're conquered people. And us as men, we got to realize that our women are a target. And that's right. How they got to us as the men. That's why right now we're so mentally labeled and docile, because they have taken our women and they have literally put them through some type of crazy brainwash type of warp. And once we as brothers figure that out, then we can begin to heal the relationship between, you know, the brother and the sister.
Yeah, that's a very good comment. All right, that's a very good comment, Brother International Booga. We appreciate that. And to all the brothers and sisters that's calling in, we're just honoring our females tonight, you know, letting them know how we feel in a positive way. Because tonight we just want to let them know for the black brothers, for our sisters and our mothers who have been there for the black man, this is what this show is dedicated to those sisters. To a few sisters who made some mistakes and want to make some corrections, hey, we still there for you too, sister. Anything else, Brother Booby?
Oh no, that'll do it for, you know, for now. It's been a long week.
Oh, okay then. All right, if you want to get back in there, call back in. Just press 1 on the phone 2 times, and that'll open your line back up.
My man, appreciate it.
All right, peace. All right, y'all, that's what we're talking about. We are honoring our females tonight. We're going to be playing some good music, some music that, you know, our sisters like. They love music, so we're going to give them what they like. Yeah, we sure are. And anytime you want to call in, just call on in at 909-265-9220 and call in and participate. You know, we like I said, we like to just take time to honor our black strong queens. Sometimes it's hard to say that. Sometimes people can't even want to, you know, when they picture their own family members, their own sisters and brothers, they can't say the word black and strong and queen all in the same sentence. But tonight we're going to say that. We're going to give our sisters their honor, and they just do. Let's go to the phone lines. All right, 770-882, you on there?
Yes, yes. Greetings, my brother Drew. Much love to you. How are you doing this evening? This is Mama Pearl.
Hey,
how are you this evening?
Hey, I'm gonna do it like this tonight. Salute.
Oh, I'm gonna just receive that. I'm in reception of that, and I, you know, want to give my love and big shout out to my sisters too. And I love what you said. Even the ones who have made some mistakes, we embrace you all. You know, I love my sisters. Not only am I my brother's keepers, but I'm my sister keepers too. And I love you all, Black Power. I'm listening, my brother. Mwah.
All right, Black Power, and love to you too, sister. That's what we're talking about. We got all kind of people jumping. I mean, a lot of people jumping on the phone. So all the fellas, anybody, sisters, you want to say something? You want to say something about our black women, how strong they are, how they've been there for the black men? When we locked up, they there. When we out of work, they've been there. When we do them wrong and treat them wrong, they took a lot of abuse. So, hey, black men, represent tonight. Represent your black queen. Represent the one who's been standing by your side. Represent your mother. Represent your sister. Represent your daughter, your grandchildren, all that. We represent tonight our black race. And that's what we're sending a message that we love ourselves when we tell the world that we can stand up for our black queen. That's how we do it. That's right. We show right. So call in. Don't be bashful. Get in where you fit in. All right. Until then, we're going to play you another song, because it ain't going to hurt nobody.
Imagine even
All right. We back with you. We got some brothers. We got a lot of brothers on the line. Push one on your phone and let your queens know how you feel about them. We got a lot of brothers. We just honoring our queens tonight. And if you have a queen, you don't have a queen, tell the queen, hey, son, our queen needs somebody. Hey, you might just get a queen. Say the right words. And if you have a queen, just honor our queens. You know what it is. Tell the brothers that don't have a queen how to treat a queen. So we're educating at the same time, having a good time with our sisters online. They online strong, and the brothers online strong too. And it's kind of like I must be the matching game. It looks like it's the matching game. Everybody waiting to get in here. Let me go to this phone call right here. 301-556, you on there?
Yes, I'm here, Brother Drew. I'm really just calling. I want to soak this in tonight, but I want to let Mama Pearl know because she's not on the computer. She doesn't have her computer, so I just wanted her to know, you know, that Tracy is in the chat room with me and, you know, some guests, International Boobie and Brother Charles. So I just wanted her to know that, you know, but Brother Drew, I'm going to sit back and enjoy this. I want to hear it, so come on, brothers.
Oh, well, sure.
Bring it on tonight.
You're one of the queens, you know, since you're on the line and everything, you know, just give the queen some honor. I mean, from a female perspective, how you see our queen, how you see our queen struggle over here in this country?
Oh, my sister, you know, when you started out with a salute, Brother Drew, and that's what I would like to do, salute my sisters, because we stand strong. We have been in a vanguard position. We hold the fort, you know. We've been holding the fort, but, you know we have our king here with us. So, you know, just saluting my sisters. Got much love for you, and you know that. But, you know, I'm a chill tonight because I want to hear it. I want to hear what you all got to say. Bring it on, baby.
All right, you males, you heard it. That's Sister Cassandra says she want to hear from the males tonight. She want to hear what's in your mind. Okay, I closed your mic, Sister Cassandra, by accident, but press 1 on the phone if you're trying to get back in there. But Sister Cassandra, she says she want to relax tonight. She want to, you know, I think the women, they in a certain mode, they want to hear from the males. So, hey, don't be bashful. Let's see. You know, like I say, when I set this program, okay, we got some callers coming in. All right, let's take that first. All right, coming out of that Beaumont, Texas, 409, what's on your mind?
What's on my mind is I'm trying to get some sisters. I'm having a sister call in because she been raped before. And I was just hoping that she could talk to some of the sisters online.
Okay.
Personally, I don't have a queen, but I feel that we should respect our queens no matter what. You know, because we've been oppressed so long and separated by the other nations. You know, we don't know how to treat each other. You know, we used to them treating all with us. White man treating all black women better than us, and the woman treating the black man better than, you know, the black woman. You know, that's how they got it. If we need to straighten it.
All right, yeah. If you get the sister to call in, let me know what number she'll be calling from, and we definitely have our sister.
She's gonna be calling from a 901 number.
Okay. Okay, yeah, you know, yeah, we, you know, that's one sister, and I also mentioned about it. Another sister gonna need our love and our care. Another sister who contracted HIV just 19 years of age, she's gonna need our love and care. So she's gonna be listening in. So, you know, we just have to let our sister know there's a lot of things that happen to us in life, but it ain't over. It's not over, and we do care for them. And I've seen another person with the hand. I've just pressed 1 if you want to get back in here, and I'll get you back in here with another caller calling in. Yeah, for our brothers and our sisters, we got to, no matter what, because whatever our sisters are going through right now, it was because of two things. It was part prophecy, In part, the black males didn't stand up to protect his queen. So whatever's happening to our sisters, it's because of that. Let's go to the phone line. Be right back with you, phone line. Let's go back to the phone lines, 803-260, you on there?
Yeah, Brother Drew, Brother Charles, how you doing?
Yes, sir. Hey, Brother Charles, how you, sir?
Well, you got another one. You got another great one. Yes, we truly love our black women. When I first became conscious of the queen, it was with my great-grandmother. She died in 55, and she told me she came here on the ships around 1840 or so, and she told me about the magnificent women. She told me of herself, her being of a royal family. And so she told me that I was a prince, and I believed that. You know, I'm a little right. boy. I don't know any different, but she spoke of Nzinga, Queen Nzinga, Makeda, Hepshut, all the way into the sisters, into the present millenniums, all these great sisters, these great queens. And I remember when we had that love moments with our queens, I was living in New York. And so many brothers was abusing and misusing our queens that many brothers got together to apologize to the sisters because many other brothers was in incarceration. But the apology we felt was needed, you know, to help heal some of her wounds. When you spoke about the sister with the AIDS, I had a young sister come to me and revealed herself to me that she had just been inflicted. I remember I hugged her and told her, well, you know, you got to be strong and continue on, and you know what you have to do with your life, so you might as well go on and make the best of it now. I didn't see her for a year. I saw her not so long ago. She was playing basketball, you know. So we got to do this. I mean, it's a healing process. We've been wounded. And if a sister is wounded, I'm wounded. You're wounded. We're all wounded, because if she ain't feeling right, I'll be doggone if I ain't feeling right. So I give all due, and I'm so grateful for the program that you have. I'm just going to sit back and listen. Okay, Brother Drew?
All right, appreciate you calling in, Brother Charles, for that wisdom. And we thank you for that call, and I know our females and our sisters thank you. All right, appreciate you.
Amen.
All right. All right, that was Brother Charles calling in, you know, just letting you know we have to recognize one thing, that we are black kings and princes, like Brother Charles said, and then once we know that, we will protect our females and treat them like the queen and princess they are. And just a second, I think the sister trying to call in. Let me play a quick song so I can help her get in. right, this is Brother Drew. I'm back with you. I have a sister on the line. She's going to be listening in right now. Just feel like speaking, but she is online with us. Let me take a couple phone calls. Coming out of the 267-772 area code, you on there?
Hey, Brother Drew?
Yes.
How are you? This is Joe.
Okay, how you doing?
Great. I just wanted to say I love black women. I actually, my friends all call it fetish, but I don't think it's a fetish. They're strong lovers. They're strong women.
All right. Let me take the next caller real quick. All right. 215. Let me see if they're lying. 215-684, you on there?
Hello, how you doing?
Am I on? All right, we got a little jokesters tonight, man. This is a serious show. We got serious issues. We're trying to honor our black women, and if you're a black male, you're welcome to call in and say what you feel about our black queens. All right. Yeah, I know that's right. Okay, y'all, like I said, tonight we're just honoring our black women and some who are going through some struggles. And, you know, some of the sisters you might want to call in and, you know, just give words of encouragement. We have, from the talk earlier. So that's what we're doing. That kind of throw me out, but I'm going to get back on track. We're going to get back on track. We honoring our black queens tonight. Our black queens who went through a lot of atrocities, especially our black queens, all the way from the time of slavery. Our black queens have been raped and made to shake their butt. Our males, our black males, as long as some of the white males, and, you know, that's all underlined in white supremacy, that made our women sell out and shake their butts for video, porno, and all these type of atrocities. Tonight, we're going to honor our black queen. We're going to forgive our black queens, and we're going to support our black queens. We're going to apologize to our black queens also for not being the black males to protect them. That was our job, to protect the black female. That is your job as a male, was to protect the black female. So if anything going on with our black females, hey, we have to blame the black male for not being on his post. Yeah, you know, that's what this show is dedicated tonight, to telling the truth and just telling the truth and being there for our sisters. We want to make amends. We want to atone tonight. We're atoning for our females. And that's what we're doing. So we apologize. Brother Drew, on behalf of a lot of conscious brothers, we'll apologize first for not being there to protect y'all fully. You know, we're trying to reestablish our greatness. We're trying. We're going to be there for you. And to all our sisters who made some mistakes, to all our sisters who things have happened to you, we apologize. The black male, we apologize. Give me a minute to re-catch myself, because that was pretty moving. And we got a lot of people calling in. But we're not taking, if you're not a black male, understand this program is black males on and black queens. So if you're not a black male, I'm really not interested in what you have to say right now. You know, that's another show, another time, another topic. We are talking about black queens tonight. Some of them in pain, a lot of them in pain, a lot of them single. A lot of them single because of the white female that invaded the black race. And let me go back to 409. 409, you still on there?
Yes, sir. It's getting me agitated to see that, you know, we got these Hispanics and stuff coming in and trying to interrupt our program, you know.
Right.
I'm pumped about it. You know, they don't like when the black man all on their women, but they want to come on our women, you know.
Right, So we make some corrections, and we're seeing some of the mistakes that we made as black males, thinking the grass was green on the other side, going out there, you know, and white females just sicked on our black celebrities, our brothers. And some of that, you know, you have to be a celebrity, still sicking the women on the black brother to destroy the black family. So we understand the mistakes that we made. We see the tricks. It was meant to tear up the black family. And we have a lot of hell in the black community. We have a lot of black-on-black violence. just because of white supremacy, just because of dads not being there, you know, with these our females, and you know, we're gonna make it right, brother Gerard. Anything else you want to add on that?
No, thank you, brother June, but I'm gonna be here.
All right. All right, y'all, give me a little minute. I'm going to get a little water break. I'll be back in 2 minutes to give y'all some exercise, too. Yeah, I knew that surprised you, Brother Char. Got a picture of Brother Charles on the computer screen. When you log in, you'll see Brother Charles and paying honor to the queens that he with. Yeah, so that's what we're talking about. We love our black sisters. To our black sisters who haven't heard this, we love you. Yes, it's been hard for the black male to say that. And on the behalf of the black males, a lot of us catching hell, and we don't... Just a second, let me take a call. Hey, 402, Brother Marvin, you on the line?
Yes, sir, Brother Drew. How you doing, brother?
Yes, sir, doing fine. What's on your mind, Brother Marvin?
Yeah, Brother Drew, first of all, I want to thank you for, again, having a great show tonight, and thank you for the service of KFOI Movement Radio that you help us out with. This is a great topic. I want to apologize for the black man. I make no apology for the white man, that crack and his filth that he had done to us. But from the black man's standpoint, I want to say I apologize for first in the 60s and the 70s, the way the brothers made the sisters out into prostitutes back in the Pimp Daddy days. I wasn't a part of that, but I apologize for the brothers that was a part of that. I apologize for the brothers that felt like a woman needed to take care of them. I apologize for the brothers that thought they needed three or four brothers. I apologize for the brothers that would beat our women for so-called love. And I want you to know, Brother Drew, that there's no such thing as a no good woman. It's the result of a no good woman is because of a no good man. So we as men gotta stand up and we gotta teach our boys. We gotta teach the younger boys that your women are made to follow you, and they will hang in there with you as long as you are something of worth. We love you, black sisters. Thank you so much. Thank you again.
All right. Thank you, Brother Marvin, for calling in. Brother Marvin with KFOI Radio, Movement Radio. All right, y'all. Got a little disturbance. I'll be right back with you. Alright, we're back with you. A lot of disturbance going on. We got a lot of people calling in, unknown numbers. All unknown numbers, we will not answer unknown numbers. So you want to call into this program, we're honoring our black sisters. So ain't nothing to hide. So if you're hiding, yeah, you must got them horns on your head. That's how we do it. Hey, that's how it is. Brother Gerard, you still online?
Yes, sir.
Okay, yeah. Did you have another comment? I didn't know. Your mic was still up. Did you have another comment?
No, I'm just waiting to hear what's going on first. But I'm really disturbed by how people keep coming online. You know, I would, you know, like to say something to them, but I don't want to use that tone. Because all black queens, you know, it's like all mothers, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I got you. Well, we're going to keep on pushing. We're going to honor our queens. You know, sometimes that's good that we got a few devils that made their head, you know, popped up because of that. That's the kind of stuff that we have to struggle through. We got devils as we try to build our nation. We always got some cracker that want to come and tear it down or try to embarrass the black man, but your day is a number cracker. You better go Google. Hey, your destruction is near. You better go Google that. All right, Brother Gerard, any other thing?
Yeah, and that should show some of our sisters online too. How they give us the hell, you know, to try to please them, you know.
Yeah,
how they come in, flashing they money, flashing, building house to house. You know what I'm saying? The Mexican, he built house to house, and the government gives them money, and they gave us no restitution.
Hey, that's good. That's very well put. So that's good. They just gave me some ammunition. So we'll go there with that ammunition. Yeah. One thing about our black sisters, we want to, especially our younger black sisters. A lot of our elder sisters and older sisters, they know this. Our black brothers are struggling for a lot of reasons. They didn't let other brothers and sisters, like Cubans and the Asians, the Arabs, they come in and set up in our neighborhoods. They give these people loans to open up stores in our neighborhoods. And then they hire only their people. And the black brothers that's been here for years and served this country from the wars to the battlefield to the cotton fields, we couldn't get a loan. We couldn't get a job. They put drugs in the black man's hand to kill all our brothers on the street. And when we lose all our brothers on the street, then you start to lose the person who was supposed to be here to protect you. They are putting us on probation and record numbers. We in jail and record numbers. We dying and record numbers. Then they come and jump in your face. You see a man because you don't see no mans in your neighborhood. You see the man in your neighborhood, they normally broke and not by due to their own, but due to a systematic plan to keep the black man down, to keep him from having anything, that makes the white man look like he's God. And that's why a lot of our sisters are starting to flock to white men, but they still devils. Never, I don't care how much money you got, I don't care nothing. You're already doomed to go to hell. And we know the tricks, and we were going to rebuild our black nation. And we ain't going to be tolerating none of this mess y'all doing today. I'm going to let y'all get away with a little of this today. Because I'm still going to honor my black queens today. And that's the only reason I'm not going to go off the chain. But we're going to educate our sisters, because we got some young sisters online that don't know this type of stuff. We got some young sisters online that have been through some things, tampered with. And we say all type of tampering is still due to white supremacy because our black brothers are miseducated. Do you know, when you get a chance, Google Goodbye, Uncle Tom. It's on YouTube. Watch the 2-hour movie, and you'll see how they used to rape little boys, rape monsters. Yeah, you will see what they used to do, and that's why it was bred into our brothers. Some of that stuff is still bred into our brothers to be devilish like that. You'll see where the videos started from, where they used to make the sisters shake their ass, and young girls. You'll see where the white cracker would take the black little babies and rape them. And you'll see where that spirit comes from. So our sisters, some of these atrocities, not the black man's fault, but yes, we have to stand up. We have to stand up when we recognize who our enemy is. And we need you sisters to recognize that the black man has a major enemy. And we were made to look bad in your eyes, but we coming back, sisters. Our knowledge is coming back. And we ready to claim you back. We throwing Becky ass to the curb. We throwing Becky. Anybody got a white snowbird on your head, get rid of her, because she ain't doing nothing but sucking your soul. Every time you mate with her, she's taking on your DNA, and she needs your DNA, just like one of these alien movies. It's true. All right, they upset me. They upset me. I got to give my queens a good song to get back on track.
got a secret. You could bet that never got a secret.
All right, we back with you. To all our guests that's joining us online, we're talking about our black queens. If you're male and you want to call in and express your love to your black queen, your black sister, please do give us a call at 909-265-9220 and let your black queens know how you feel about them. But, you know, just a moment ago, I just kind of, you know, I ain't going to say I lost my cool. I just, that's that warrior, you know, that's that warrior to you crackers, that's that warrior. That some of us ain't the same black man you think we are. Some of us go a little extra mile to protect our black queens. And, hey, you're speaking to one right now. You're on the Black Nation Task Force Radio. You're speaking to one that'll go the extra mile. I'll catch one of you crackers doing anything to our sisters. I'll catch you. I guarantee you, you're going to go see your daddy, the devil. Yes, right, that's right. That's what I'm talking about. I'm going to send you to the devil, and you can tell him what happened. But to all you crackers that's been manipulating this system and manipulating the black man, your days are numbered. And these warriors, we coming back. See, you thought you put fear in every black man. No, no, no. It's thousands and thousands and thousands of us who ain't afraid to say the truth, who ain't afraid to protect our female, who ain't afraid to die, and who ain't afraid to live. See, sometimes you have to live. And sometimes you have to know when to kill. And if you start messing with this black queen, after I created and said, hey, slavery is over, you did everything you can do. It's my job to protect our black sisters. We got sisters that suffer. We got sisters that suffer from diseases that y'all made. Yes, 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 yes. The disease was made in a laboratory. Yes, yes, yes. Yeah, we got to protect our black queens by all means. If we're going to die, we're going to die protecting our black queens. If we're going to die, we're going to die being black men. That's right. I said it, and I admit it. All right, y'all. Anybody want to call in, take a little of this stress off Brother Drew? And I don't know, you know, we got a few crackers. They just going to listen in, but you ain't getting back in. You can listen in. You ain't getting back in. I guarantee that much. And so to some of our sisters, some of our younger sisters on the line, so you kind of see what we have to go through as black males. We always have somebody who we haven't just a peaceful show just for our queens. We have some that just can't stop meddling. That's what the enemy was designed to do. I think we have I'm not sure. Let me see if Mama Pearl had a comment. Mama Pearl, you had a comment?
Yes. Yes, my brother, dude. I'm so proud of you, black man, black man, black man. I just love you so much. But, you know, that just goes to show how special the black woman is. You know, always known that every race loves the black woman. You know, and that's why in the Willie Lynch said pay particular attention to the black woman. I mean, we it. You know, we're it. We know it, you know. And I love my brothers, you know, and to the sister who was raped, you know, this is Mama Pearl, the ancient newcomer. I just want to let you know that I've been through that. You know, my daughter has been through that. But don't take that on you. It's nothing that you did. It's a nasty, filthy person who did that to you. You just learn and grow from that, and it's not you, baby. It's not you. Shake that filth off. You didn't do anything. It's not you. I just want to say that. I love you. Peace.
All right. Thank you, Mama Pearl, for calling in, sharing knowledge. Yeah, we got some sisters on that went through some things, some young sisters who went through some things. So the show, you know, you never know where a show is going. You know, we say we're going to honor our females, and that's what we're doing. And we honor our females by showing them we still love them regardless of what they're going through, what that happened. It is not your fault. You've been just miseducated, and you've been tricked and bamboozled like the black male have been bamboozled. But together we can stand and rebuild our nation, and ain't nothing ever over with till the Creator says over with. And once you start, you know, change your ways and remember who made you, hey, the Creator could change all things. He can make you new again, and believe that. Ain't nothing a death sentence around here. Nothing a death sentence for the Creator. Ain't nothing too big for our Creator. He made you. He made this heaven and earth, and he made the food that we eat. So everything comes out the earth. I want you to know the cure is in the earth. The earth provides everything you see in the world comes from the earth. You can't look at nothing that came out the earth. A cone, a cup, the TV, everything you see came out of the earth. So that's how powerful and magnificent our Creator is. He said everything in existence had to come out of this earth that we live on. So hey, just know that the cure is in the earth, and the cure is in the strength. The cure is in the earth, and the cure is in the black people of the earth. That's right. That's right. So once this black earth starts bonding together and coming back together, hey, we can do everything. We can heal ourselves. So we can heal ourselves because we came out of the earth. And others, you know, since we on it, you know, I'm going to have to switch gears. Since the other one want to call in and mail a little bit, you need to know that you came out of us. So when you thought you tricked all our brothers and sisters thinking you was the supreme, but we the supreme beings. You came out of us. You was grafted in the laboratory, just like cloning going now. You was cloned back then. That's how you know everything came out of black. Recognize that. That's to the young sisters who online that never heard this before. Everything came out of black. White folks came out of us too. They are split gene. They are cloned, and that's why they act like that, because they're not natural and they're jealous. That the Creator chose the black man to rise and rule the earth, and the first shall be last. I know what you're saying. Yeah. Why you ain't ruling? Hey, here we come. Here we come again. It ain't nothing can stop it, cause it's prophecy. All right, y'all. I switched gears a little bit, but like I say, you know, you never know where Drew X show might take us. You know, people left us alone. We might have been just playing songs and going on, but sometimes we don't have to. Let them know it hurt them goddamn feelings. You know, you're playing with the wrong one. Now, next week, call in. I have a show just for you. That's right. That's right. Next week, we'll have a show just for the guy. Sure. All right, so all our brothers online, anybody else want to chime in? We're getting down to the last 30 minutes of the program. Anybody want to call in, just do 909-265-9220 and call them in and bless our females and bless yourself, free yourself. Nobody can dance like the black female, our black queen. Nobody can dance. I think I feel like this. I must got a little African in me. I think I do.
All right, we're going back to the call line. We got 301, you on 803 with me to you next. 301, you're back home?
Yes, I'm here, Brother Drew. I just wanted to say real quick, you know, that we were there with you all when the black man was broken, and we are with you all today, you know, just kind of a little bit on what you were just saying. And, you know, I wanted to say to my sisters that are stepping outside of our race, you know, come on, sisters. What, you know, I mean, I know we haven't completely lost our mind. Come on. You have got to stop that. They're trying to get in to the hereafter through your womb. So we can't have that. All right, peace, brother. That's all I wanted to say.
All right. Thank you, Queen. Let's go to 803. Open up your 803. You back on?
Yeah, I'm back on, Brother Drew. I was sitting here listening to the show, and I was thinking that it's been about 150 years now that we've had this struggle to reach unity with one another, the man, the black man and the black woman, because for about 400 years there was that divisive plan to separate. If we showed any affection to one another, then there would be a separation and departed, and one would be placed somewhere else and another somewhere else. But we must continue to fight, to join, to unify, because once we do that, once we recognize our queen and she recognizes her king and that we all recognize each other, and then we work together, because that's where we're going to protect. When we protect that queen, we begin to protect a nation. You see, and I know they don't want that to happen, but we must continue in that vein. And you can see the demise that's going on in Africa now with the attempt to recolonize France, Germany, England, all of that, you know, Italy. And so and then someone mentioned about the atrocities of the raping of our women. When I was in Africa this summer, I met women who had been raped and then becoming unified to take over and lead. So even in their demise, they began to rise. We have strong black women, queens, and I must say that we must continue to fight to join one another, unify, and protect our nation. I just want to add that. Thanks, Brother Drew.
All right, Brother Charles. All right, I appreciate you that comment, and that's true. We're coming back to protect our black queens, though, Brother Charles. You right.
All right, my brother.
All right, Brother Charles. Appreciate you calling in. Let me see. We had a comment coming. The sister wanted me to ask to speak about something. She got somehow hung up on my phone. She's on my three-way. So let's take this next caller. We'll get her in there. 214-434, you on her?
Black Power.
Hey, Black Power, Brother Malik, what's happening?
Peace and blessings, Brother Drew. I'm listening to the conversation, and now here's the topic. All honor and praise is due to the black woman, the black goddess. There would not be any creation if it wasn't for the black goddess, the black woman. And the black king, the black god, is on the throne, not alone, but beside his black queen. There are so many things that have happened to us these last 600 years. So much plotting and planning that's been going on, strategizing, that the Europeans have come together, nations of them, and had us in this position and got us in this position that we're in now. Because be not fooled and be not mocked. This is a plan. This plan has been underway for centuries, hundreds of years. Now we find ourselves in 2011 just midnight away from 2012. What we need right now is some solutions. Some solutions for the black woman and the black man, the goddess and the god, not only of the earth, but the universe, to come together and show a unity that we're not going to listen. We're not going to be beguiled by the folly anymore. Because we know this for sure. There's no solution without revolution. Revolution is the only thing that will happen and that will solve our problems. We don't care about the multitude and the stockpile of arms. Because if we are the gods and the goddesses of this earth and universe, there's no fear within us. And if there is fear knocking at your door, you should open your door and present that black god and that black goddess and confront that fear. Because we know that our children and our children's children are watching us. Why we don't get no respect? Because there's no respect in the land. Respect have left the black woman and the black man. But yet there are those who are still revolutionary bound from the old promise of old that we are the creators, we are the institutors, and we are the regulators, and we will regulate this until, and I give all praises and thanks to my mother, my grandmother, my great-great-great and great-great-grandmother, and all the great-great-grandmothers that I didn't have to see, but I see in the eyes of all mothers and women walking there. We women, goddess, train up that woman to be a strong woman and let her know her place in this life. Most of all, if you don't know who you are and where you come from, you will be caught up in a society, in a situation that will have you to be transformed into a model slave as you are today. For slavery is nothing but a brainwashing of another people. And they want to relinquish you from the ownership and the personality of who you really are, because that which is hidden should not be hidden anymore, because the time is coming. The storm is at hand, and I'm speaking out to not only America, but the whole world, because your devilishment is being uncovered, and the black man, the world is waiting on you, black woman and man, to rise and take your place. Peace.
All right. You black power. Black power, we appreciate you calling. That's what we're talking about. We got to have warriors like that stand up for our queens no matter what. Yes, we can live. Yes, 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 we can die. Yes, 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 we can kill and we can give. Hey, all that counts. That's right. That's how we're talking about. I think we got another call coming in. But I also had a want to talk about these brothers who disrespect our queen, just running from house to house, getting our sisters pregnant. You're way, 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 way out of line, brothers. You're way, way, way out of line. That's too much devastation, brother. Then you end up getting caught up yourself. You can't afford it. It's a trap for you, and it's a trap for our sisters. And to our sisters, you know, it's I know that it's a struggle to have a black male out here, but you have to pick your males wisely. You have to pick your males wisely. you need to know something about background. We need to go back to Courtney. You know, that don't exist in our nation no more, but it will. We need to ask the right questions. You need to ask questions. Do you have any children? How many females have you slept with? And this vice versa, that goes for the male too. You need to ask questions. You need to date a person before you decide to sleep with them. And you have to get close to a person and show you what they're really about. If a person is pressing you from the beginning for sex, then that's probably what it's all about. But if a person is respecting you as a female and listen to when you say no, listen to you say yes, then you might have the right mate. But if they can't respect your wishes and they can't respect your yeses and your no's, then you might have a person who has another agenda. But to the brothers who run from house to house, that is not the way we're supposed to do that, and we're creating babies, and that's what's wrong with our world right now. We're looking at a lot of generations right now. The generation that's killing each other are Generation X children, when we didn't stay there and raise our sons and our daughters. And so now they don't know the right rules. They don't even know, some of them don't even know what sex is till it's too late. So when you just popping a baby here and popping a baby here and think it's fun and cute, and then that baby going to grow up. That baby might just grow up to be the one that robs and shoots you because he didn't even know you was his dad or you was his brother. So make sure you don't do them types of things. That we can't have that no more. It's the 2012. They say it's the end of the world. So make that the end of the world where you just disrespect our black sisters and our black queens just running from house to house and impregnating women. That is not the way to do it. You know, we made a lot of mistakes on the way, but now that we're coming back, we're trying to get some correction. We want to make some corrections. Say peace to Minister Dawu in the chat, if you could, Minister Dawu, give me a call, give us a call and tell us about this black queen, you know, if you could. And so that was just somebody wanted me to talk about that, and hopefully our sister that's on the line, she learning tonight, and hopefully from tonight she'll grow stronger and grow wiser and be a tool for the Creator to teach and pass this knowledge on. So we got some youngsters on the line. We got some 19-year-olds. We got some 18-year-olds on the line, some female sisters who've been through some things. And this show is dedicated to our females, and we thank the Creator for allowing them to be here to hear this message. They've been through some atrocities. Hey, but life is never over, and just stay with us, and the brother that brought you to the line, stay with him, because he's learning, and we all trying to, each one teach many is our new word, each one teach many, because we're so far behind in the game. We have to teach and reach out to our brothers and sisters, so we love our young sisters that's on the line. No matter what happened to you, no matter what you're dealing with, hey, it ain't over. And it's the Black Nation Task Force, and that's what we're here for, to reach out and save our children. So, and that's you, and you are our future. We want to teach you how to do the right thing. We want to teach you how to raise your babies. We want to be there to help you raise your baby. You're not alone. You know, this. You done logged on to a family of people that love their black race. So never think you're alone from this day forward. You have the phone numbers. You had the radio showcase numbers. So you're not alone. You know, we love our black queens. All right, and I'll wait on if Minister will get a chance to call in. We'll wait on him to play a song real quick. That was kind of emotional for me, for real. All right, let's go to the phone lines. That was outstanding. That's what our females are. That was outstanding. All right, let's go to the phone lines. 518-253, you on there?
Yes, I am, brother. Black Power and peace to you.
Hey, Black Power, Minister Dawood. We're just honoring our sisters, and, you know, we got a few sisters that's young online going through some things, and what would you like to add to the program?
Well, brother, you know, first of all, I'd like to thank you for having this program, and you already know you're an outstanding brother. You do a very good job with this show as well as your other one, and I thank you for having it. Just so happened I was looking at my email, so, oh, my God, Brother Drew's having the show. I want to say peace to Sister Cassandra, Elder Brooks, and our wonderful sister, Tracy. As a minister of Muhammad's temple and the father of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad has views on how we should love and respect our women. At the same time, what happens is that as you start working with black women in the community, you grow a love for them yourself. And you begin to realize that, I don't know whether Honorable Elijah Muhammad said this or whether somebody else said this, but I heard that he said that there's no such thing as a no good black woman, that every no good black woman was made by a no good man. But I do know, and I once said this on somebody's show and they argued with me about it, but I do know that there is a lot of truth to that, because a lot of sisters would not be who they are, where they are, what they are, if it wasn't for a no good man. So I just think that we need to help our sisters understand, like you were just saying, what a no good man is, what a no good man is all about, and how to avoid him. And we all, as black men, need to develop into a better alternative. You see, for myself, I have three daughters. And that, you know, this is not a game for me anymore. This is something that's absolutely real, because what I may do to another sister, some young brother may do to my daughters. And if I'm going to want to hurt them for doing something to my daughters, then I'm going to want to expect somebody to hurt me for doing something to their, you know, to their daughter. So we have to have respect for the black woman, because if we don't, then that's one half of our future that we're just thrown away. And I just, you know, for myself, man, I look at my daughters. My oldest daughter is 14 years old, and they're so precious to me. And as I ride them to school in the morning and stuff like that, I try to tell them and identify them, because I say, listen, you know, you're going to be, whether I can, you know, approve it or not, you're going to be interested in boys pretty soon. And rather than try to scare you from even looking at them, I want to help you identify what a good man is and what a bad man is, and you make your decision. That's all I can really do. Because at the end of the day, I can't rule your life, and I can't control what you're going to do. I can tell you whether I approve or not. But I think that if I give you a good description of what a good man is and a bad man is, and be a good example of a good man, then you'll make a good decision yourself. Something that I'll be proud of, but make sure you bring him to me so I could see what he looks like before you make that decision a couple of years in the future. So that's really my take on the whole black woman thing, brother. Unfortunately, being a person that hits the streets, I see a lot of sisters that are depressed. I see a lot of sisters that have been abused. And, you know, there's a statistic out there that says 70% of women in America are on some kind of antidepressant. We have to ask ourselves why that is. We have to ask ourselves what hand we played in that. And it's never too late to repent for what you've done wrong. You know what I'm saying? So I just think that if we're dealing with our black woman, we got to remember that there's somebody else's daughter, and we have daughters, some of us, so we have to be very careful in dealing with them and love them to the best of our ability. And that's pretty much all I have to say.
All right. We appreciate that, Minister Dawood. That was powerful. Appreciate you, but I found.
Thank you very much, brother. Appreciate you, too. Love you, man. Take it easy.
All right. All right, y'all. We just heard from Mr. Dawood. To the new people that got in on the chat, we're talking about our black queens tonight. And the show kind of took a twist, but we still honoring our black queens, and we're trying to teach our young black queens that we have on the line with us tonight. Some of them have been through some things, but life ain't over, and we wanted them to let them know. We're going to try to teach them what happened to the black man, what happened to the black woman, and what happened to our black nation. And as they learn, they can understand, and they can forgive and make better choices. So that's what we're all about tonight, teaching. And let me open up. I got another caller coming in. All right, let's go back to just a second. Let's open it up. We know your mic to open 409. Just a second. All right. So anybody else want to call in? I'm waiting on your mic, 409. Anybody want to call in, give us a call at 909-265-9220. Let our queens know how you feel about them. If you're a queen, hey, you still can let the queens know how you feel about them. You know, sisters always do sister talk. So, you know, always the computer's acting up tonight. So as soon as they open up, 409, I'll get you back in there. All right, try it again. All right, 409, you on there? Brother Gerard.
Yes, sir.
All right, you back
Hello?
On?
Yeah, I'm back on.
Hey, peace and black card, go ahead.
I ain't got no comments right now.
Oh, okay, Brother Ross. I thought you had your hands up. All right, I'll come back to you before the program is over. All right, so that's where we at, y'all. We're just honoring our black queens. We had a few people to call in that wasn't even black and wanted to hinder the show, but they actually helped the show, and they hung up when they found out. They started dropping their fines on them. That was a little too much for the devil to take, and they jumped off the line. So, you know, next time you call a Brother Drew X show, meddling. Yeah, next time you call in, be aware that you're calling in to the Black Nation Task Force. You know, we're not the pushovers. We're not the brothers who's sleeping. Hey, we slept before, but we those giants now. We those giants in our mind, our giants in the spirituality. And we're going to come back and get our black queens. Yes, yes, yes. We're going to get our black queens back. Once we get our black queens on track, hey, the end of the world will be near. Yes, our black queens is the key to getting this world over with. Because once our black queens come back, they can start raising our black babies right. Yes, yes, yes. Once our black babies get raised right, they won't have no fear anymore. They won't make no mistakes anymore. They won't be out there just breeding, just to breed. They'll be out there finding them a queen to have children with to put that God seed in. Teach that God knowledge. Yes, yes, yes. That's what we're talking about. Let me go back to Sister Cassandra. Hey, Queen.
Hey, but Drew, can you hear me?
Yes, I hear you.
Oh, okay. I just wanted to say, you know, to the sisters that are on the line, you said the younger sisters, you know, I know it's probably difficult, you know, for them to speak and share their story, but I wanted to let them know, you know, that we are here for them, and you know, if they leave any contact information, or you know, you can give them my contact information, and I would like to talk to them and you know, to be there for them. So I just wanted to say that to them, you know, let the sisters know, you know, don't worry about a thing, we're here for you.
All right, that's good information. Yes, to the young sisters online, if you need a female to talk to, somebody that understands. We have a lot of female counselors on this line. We have all type of great people on this line. So just let me know, and I'll pass you to some females if you just want to talk about anything other, you know, that you can't talk to with a male. Hey, we have the females that'll be willing to take your calls and talk to you, and mentor you, and walk with you, and show you the right way, and show you, you know, to show you the errors, show you the tricks of the males. Hey, show you some tricks that the females make. So, hey, you're not alone here. That's what we're trying to tell you. And we sure want you to keep on listening to the programs, because as you listen, you will get wiser. And then when you get wiser, you will make some good choices, and you can teach others. So listen and grow wise. You know, that's one mistake that we all made growing up, and we didn't listen to our elders. We didn't listen to our mom and our dads, then we make a lot of mistakes and we pay for them. Everybody had to do it. We all have done it. We all have to bump our heads before we realize there was a pole there. But that's what it's about. It ain't, you know, it ain't about, it's about forgiving and learning. You know, a wise man told me a long time ago, If you make a mistake, did you learn anything from it? He didn't, he, you know, when we was going through some training, he didn't fault us. He said, what did you learn from it? The only time he was mad if you didn't learn nothing from the mistakes you made. So if you made some mistakes and you learned something, hey, you're on the right path. All right. All right, let me see. All right, and also we have, getting some texts. And we got people here for the brothers, and we got here people for the sisters. So if any time, my email is drewx2003@yahoo.com. Anytime you want, we here for you. This is the Black Nation Task Force Radio. We are taking on the task of saving our people, saving our children. And we got people that's texting me right now that will counsel anybody. If you just need it, so we got male or female, it don't matter. We have people here that will reach out and counsel you. So, hey, this program is deeper. Just, all these programs are always deep. You never know where the creator going to take them. So you're not alone. That's what all we're trying to say. All right, y'all, we're going to, I guess, call it a night down to the last few minutes. Unless anybody want to call in, other than that, we're going to play this One Nation Under Groove, because that's what we are. We're the One Nation reaching out for our people under a groove. We're not being divided no more. That's one thing that, another thing that messed up the black male. We've been made to, the people divided and conquered us. You got different religions. You got different this. You got, I don't do that. I don't like these people. I don't like these people. That's divide. And when you divide people, you can conquer them. You got the education system teaching us all wrong. They taught you that your history started with slavery, and your history started millions of years ago. You're the ones that built the pyramids. They told you couldn't read and write. Hey, how can you know that's a lie? They told you God was white. That's a lie. So they told you it was a Santa Claus. That's a lie. They got you celebrating all these holidays. They got you eating wrong food. Hey, we're going to teach you those. Hang with us. We're going to teach you and get you on the right track. And I'm your host, Brother Drew. I'd like to thank everybody that called in and shared, because, you know, this program turned another way, but we still say, hey, it's all for our black nation. And we say everybody that wants this One Nation to say black power to the night.
Solitaire.